Well, welcome to the show, Eric, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thanks, man.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your current release, Peace of Mind. On most albums, you know, you might get a remix or two, but Peace of Mind is available in its entirety in standard, remix, and dub. What made you guys choose to release it this way?
We released this album in three parts, like you were saying. You got the standard album, you have the acoustic album, and then you have the dub album. And, I love playing acoustic guitar, and, there's always a way to make something acoustic in my eyes, and so it was a lot of fun to make the album acoustic. I just kind of went into the studio and just pumped it out in a few days. And I didn't really have anything in mind. I just wanted to go in with my guitar and, add a couple layers here and there. But it's a real stripped-down version of the album. So it was just really fun for us to make and, easy to make. And I think a lot of people almost prefer the acoustic album sometimes. That was cool. And then, the dub album is just like, lots of people lots of engineers are able to just take the instrumentals to an album and, tweak it a little bit. And, we sent that off to Michael Goldwasser from Easy Star All-Stars, and he just had fun with it. So, to tell you the truth, it wasn't that hard to make a triple album. It was just more fun than anything. It is available for, to either buy the regular studio album or if you want to buy the triple disc package, that's available too. So, everyone's got their own preference, so we kind of wanted to make that available.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Now, but prior to its release, you guys gave away half this album for free. So, and irregardless of that, on Billboard, it was able to reach number one in both reggae and independent categories. So, there's most other groups out there, they're struggling to move a couple hundred copies. How are you guys doing that?
Revolution has always just done it, ever so slowly. I think people look at us and wow, this band is really blowing up and, really fast. And, it's all about perspective, really. We've been doing this for, over 8 years now. And we've just been hustling for 8 straight years. So, I suppose it is a quick, amount of time. But at the same time, it's just we put in so much work that I think Revolution has really spread by word of mouth. And, we're an independent band that just doesn't have any, we don't have a big financial backing, we don't have a major record label pushing us, so it's up to us to just work hard and, in the end, we own all our music, we call the shots, and we just love what we do, we love performing, we love recording and just releasing material, and I just think, people really dig the music, and it's awesome. We're spreading a good message and just having fun, so it's great for both the fans and staff.
Well, do you have a preference, the studio or performing live, or are they just kind of two separate entities?
They're two separate entities, and they're both tremendously awesome. lately, I've been really just into the live aspect. I think that Revolution is definitely a better live band than recorded band. And I think it's because, we make these songs and then after playing them, 500 times, these songs just become more polished and they sound better live. And, which I think is cool. People get the grasp of what the song is like on the album. And then when they hear it live, it's just like this huge sound, that's way bigger than what they've heard on the album. So it's kind of a cool combo.
Well, when we see you live, if we see you a couple nights in a row, do we get the same set, or do you guys mix it up, or?
We kind of do a little bit of both. We like to keep a few songs, just to make sure people hear some of their favorites, but then we know there are some fans that are coming to see us both nights, so we do like to mix it up a little bit, and, we don't have, 10 albums. We don't have, a bunch of songs to choose from, but we are writing new material, and we're exploring a little bit of that on this tour. And, we'll take some stuff from Courage to Grow, stuff from Bright Side of Life, and from Peace of Mind, and, kind of divide the set. So you can expect some different stuff and some of the same stuff.
Nice, nice. Well, tell me a little bit about your songwriting style. I mean, are you kind of, you know, Nashville, where you know you're sitting down, or does it just kind of hit you?
You know, I'm a slow songwriter. I get into like one song at a time, and I just think about it in my head over and over again. But you know, it doesn't drive me crazy. But I have to find the right words for the melody, for the song, for the mood. And I don't want to settle for anything less of what I think is the perfect words for the song. You know, so in that regard, it takes a long time. But sometimes it'll just hit me, and I'll write a song, you know, relatively quick. But usually I'm just in search for a line that sounds really good to me and just rolls off the tongue and just makes sense for the melody that the song is providing. But, you know, I usually come with the lyrics and the melody and, you know, the general song. But, you know, when the band, you know, hears the kind of the parts that they're supposed to play, they tweak it and they have all sorts of amazing suggestions. And really, just when they put their fingers to the instruments, you know, it sounds completely different than where I initially imagined the song to be. And I love that because it's kind of putting everybody else's flavor into the song, their touch, you know what I mean? It makes a huge difference. So definitely the songwriting is a collaborative effort in my mind.
Well, tell us, who are some of the other musicians featured in the group?
We have Wes Finley on the drums. We have Marley Williams on the bass. Rory Carey on the keyboards. My name is Eric Rachmani. I sing and play guitar. And this tour we have two sax players with us. Chris Royal is a guy we've been playing with for 2 years now. And he's just an amazing musician. He plays saxophone. He sings. He plays the electronic wind instrument. Plays keyboards. He's just the whiz. We met up with him in New Orleans a couple of years ago, and just we've been playing with him ever since. And then we recently added another sax player to this tour. His name is Mike Aya, and kind of met him locally in Southern California. So this is the first tour where we have, you know, two horn players, and it's pretty exciting. It's making, you know, the sound really full, and so it's just been fun.
You know, when I hear your guitar playing, it seems to me like your riffs could, they could easily flow into the heavy metal or prog direction. So tell me about who are some of your influences.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad you hear that. I got into everything really growing up. I mean, I started with world music from my mom and dad, just playing it around the house and kind of growing up, you know, in a Persian family, I was kind of exposed to more Middle Eastern stuff growing up. And so I think a lot of my vocals have a kind of a Middle Eastern style. But as far as guitar, you know, I got into a lot of grunge, a lot of alternative rock growing up. And then progressive rock, you know, even hip hop and kind of getting into jazz guitar now. But, you know, I really like everything. If I'm gonna, you know, slap on the distortion, which I do a lot, you know, I think in the realm of kind of 90s alternatives, you know. you know, it's cool to listen to multiple styles of music because there's so much you can learn from everything, especially as a guitar player. You know, I mean, yeah, you look at heavy metal, I can hear a lot of Middle Eastern influenced riffs.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you hear it in Metallica, you hear it with a lot of, you know, hardcore music, and I think it sounds awesome, you know, so, I definitely like to infuse that. You know, that's the cool thing about reggae, too, is that it's a pretty simplistic form of music, and for Revolution, it's always been fun to kind of manipulate this, like, reggae sound into something a little bit different. And it works so well with us because we come from different musical backgrounds, you know. You know, I come from the world music kind of area. A bass player kind of likes, you know, funk, hip-hop, bass line. But drummer is really into progressive rock and amongst tons of other things. And then our keyboard player is really into, you know, traditional roots reggae, amongst other things as well. Then you got Chris Royal in the picture, who comes from a jazz background. So when you put all five of us and now Mike A as a sixth, you know, sectional player, it's just a whole, it's just a I don't know, it's just a Royal Rumble of musical styles, you know, coming together. So it's interesting.
You kind of touched on it, but for your fellow musicians as well as the techno geeks out there, when we see you live on the Winter Greens tour, tell us about some of the equipment you're using.
Yeah, when people look at my pedal setup on guitar, it kind of looks like a big spaceship at this point, and it's a little misleading because the ones on my left side are for my acoustic guitar, the ones on my right side are for my electric guitar, and the one in the middle is for my vocals. I've always been a big fan of just delay on the vocals, and part of that was just kind of, you know, listening to dub music and what they did with the vocals, both live and both on CD. But you know, I really got into this guy named Don Carlos growing up. He was one of the first reggae artists I listened to. And when he had the delay on his voice, I just fell in love with the style. So I kind of took that and put the delay in my voice, you know, almost constantly throughout the Revolution set. And I think at this point, I just know how to manipulate the delay. You know, I know how to use it to my advantage. And I think it sounds really cool and trippy, and I definitely think that's kind of a unique style that Revolution has. But as far as the equipment, I mean, you know, I don't really know too much about, you know, pedals, guitar pedals, and all that kind of stuff. I'm still learning those kind of things. But you know, I really like the guitar I play. It's a Les Paul Silverburst, Les Paul Custom. And I mean, it's pretty much the heaviest guitar you can find. Yeah, it's tough because I'm 5'6", and I weigh, you know, 145 pounds in that massive guitar. But, you know, it just sounds so good. You know, the heavier it is, the more it's going to resonate, and it's just got a beautiful tone. So I love playing that Les Paul.
All right, well, while the Winter Greens tour is almost completely sold out, I hear there's still a few tickets and VIP passes left in a couple of places, and tell the listeners what they get with that VIP pass.
Yeah, well, what we've been doing is a meet and greet with some of the fans. It's hard to do it with everybody, you know. We want to make sure we give our VIP pass members, a true meet and greet. You know, we'd like to meet them, and obviously they get to hang out with the band and take pictures and get an autograph or whatever they really need. And it's cool because we actually get to meet, you know, up and close with our fans. And, that's just a really cool experience for us, you know, and for them. And together, you know, it makes their day and it makes our day. When we see people and they tell us that, you know, our music helps them get through a tough time or, you know, just what their favorite song is, I mean, it's just such a good feeling for us to hear those comments, you know, up and close and personal. So, oftentimes it's hard for me to go out and meet everybody. I have to make sure I take care of my voice. And when you're doing, you know, over 40 shows for a tour and singing an hour and a half every night, you know, I'm definitely, making sure after the show I'm just, you know, staying hydrated and just, getting rest because, if I can't sing, the show can't go on. So this is a really cool opportunity for them, and they get an awesome laminate. It's kind of a collector item, and so I think we're going to continue to keep on doing this VIP package. It's a lot of fun for both us and the fans.
Cool. Well, all right. In closing, Eric, is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners?
For the listeners that don't know Revolution, I mean, the style is it's kind of reggae, it's kind of rock, kind of hip hop, and I think it's kind of an evolving sound, and I think you'll dig it, you know? You don't necessarily have to like reggae to like Revolution or any particular kind of music. You know, we have people that say, I didn't like this music, but I like you guys. And I encourage people to come check us out live just because it's a different experience. And, that's pretty much it. Enjoy.